Welcome to the Expounder Ministries Walking in Simplicity program with your Bible teacher, Brother Stephen Milhorn. Brother Stephen, an ordained minister of Jesus Christ, welcomes you to a time of prayer and Bible study that is designed to help the new believer in the body of Christ become grounded in the faith. At the end of today's broadcast, information will be provided for you to contact Brother Stephen. And now, let's join Brother Stephen as he opens the Word of God.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Let us open the Word of God, because in the Scriptures we have our safety. In the Word of God we have truth. In the inspired text of God's Word we have direction, and we can live our lives in confidence and in peace. Hallelujah. Welcome, my beloved brothers and sisters, to the Walking in Simplicity program. This is your host, Brother Stephen, and today we are going to conclude our study on the Godhead, the Trinity, the deity of Jesus and of the Holy Spirit. We're going to review all that we've covered before. We're also going to cover a few loose ends. But I'd like to invite you to the webpage www.expounderministries.com. I update the webpage about once a week with various thoughts, prayers, or comments. And of course, you can leave your prayer request on my ministry voicemail, 972-504-6810. It's not that I'm anything, but we will agree together for your need, you and I, in Jesus' name. And of course, you can email me at any time, and you can share your thoughts about the program, or just have a friend to talk to. That would be expounder@juno.com. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to conclude today, and we're going to review, but I would like to start off by checking out some Old Testament scriptures about the deity of the Holy Spirit, the deity of the Word of God, Jesus. And let us do that. Ezekiel 3. Now, there's just literally dozens of these same examples, but I will just bring up a couple because that's all we really need. But Ezekiel 3, verse 16 and onward, "And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning for me." Now, the word of God, the word of the Lord, came unto Ezekiel, saying, this means that the word of God came from heaven and spoke to Ezekiel. In 2 Samuel 23, verse 2, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and His word was in my tongue." Well, here we see here that the Holy Spirit speaks. He's not just a force or an entity, as some people might say. What about in the New Testament? Acts chapter 21, verse 11, "And when He was come unto us, He took Paul's girdle," talking about the prophet Agabus, "and bound his own hands and feet, and said, Thus saith the Holy Ghost, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." And again, there's a verse 22 here, "And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things there that shall befall me, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide in me. So the Holy Spirit speaketh, He witnesseth, and it's shown in Scripture. And when Peter had his vision on the housetop in Caesarea, and the Spirit bade me to go with these men," talking about going to Cornelius' house, "the Spirit bade me go with him." So the Spirit of God speaks. In the Old Testament, the Word of God spoke. And some people debate whether the Father was there in the Mount on Sinai or if it was Jesus. But either way, if you believe it was the Father, He spoke. If it was the Word of God, He spoke. So then we see the Godhead, the triune nature of God, the Trinity. It's all over in Scripture. The deity of Jesus, the Godhood of Jesus proceeding forth from God, is all over as well, because he is giving commandments saying, "The word of the Lord said unto me, the Spirit of the Lord said unto me, thus saith the Holy Ghost." How can the Holy Ghost be a force or just a tool or an entity? He is a person which proceeded forth from the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Now, God only uses that name, I am, to describe himself at the very beginning of when he revealed himself to mankind. I am. Jesus also said, "I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, you'll receive him. How can ye believe which receiveth honor from another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?" God has demonstrated his Son, revealed his Son and Spirit to the world. How can they not recognize that and understand it? Hallelujah. Well, let us go on then. God is good. He is faithful. He is true. He is not going to tell us things in Scriptures that are not so. I wanted to make that completely clear. And in the parable about the woman at Jesus' feet crying and weeping, he said, "Thy sins are forgiven thee." They were wiped clean because she loved much and because she came to God. So my beloved brothers, let us now review. Jesus said that he is from above, that we are from beneath. He said that he proceeded forth out of the bosom of the Father. He said, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither I came of myself, but he sent me." Jesus said, "If you overcome, you can come and sit down in my throne, as I overcame and am set down my Father's throne." He is not an angel, for the angels themselves worship Jesus, as recorded in Hebrews 1. "Let all of the angels of God worship him." Hebrews 1 goes on to declare the Father speaking to the Son, saying, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom." The Father, being God, says to the Son, "O God, thy throne is forever and ever." So the throne that Jesus has in heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father who's sitting on the throne, and Jesus sitting down in his throne next to the Father on the right hand, interceding for us as great high priest, because he's a high priest, because he became a man and bore what we bore, and yet God, who is able to forgive man for it. This is so, so basic and simple and easy, and yet when you line it all out, it should be elementary. Jesus said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." And in the Christmas verse, I hate to use that term, but in the Christmas verse of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born," there gives the idea that Jesus came in the flesh through a virgin, and he was sired by the Father. Child is born, Son is given. The Son is given from the Father. "And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." He is called the Everlasting Father because he proceeded forth from the Father, and is of the Father, and is God, being of God, being the Word of God. "And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end." The angels do not worship a man. The angels do not worship another angel. They only worship God. And even when the Apostle John in Revelation tried to bow his knee to the angel that was showing him all these things, he says, "See that thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant. Worship God." worship Jesus. Hallelujah. And now we see in the Old Testament how the word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel, how the Spirit of the Lord came and spake to Samuel. And in Colossians 2, verse 9, for in him, meaning Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Why does the scripture take such pains to say Godhead? Why don't they just say Father? Why don't you just say God? But they say Godhead. The reason is because of the triune nature. God has manifested himself as the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, of course, has the preeminence of all, because the Word of God proceeded forth out of him, and the Spirit of God proceeded forth out of him. But Jesus is God, Holy Spirit is God, and they are one. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Man alone cannot defeat the spirit realm of the devil, but God Almighty can. Even if he became a man, he can do this. He is from above, my beloved. We are from beneath. His name is called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. This is not a cunningly devised fable, because the apostles and 500 saw him and said, we have beheld and were eyewitnesses of his majesty. The Father says to the Son, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Oh, you must believe in the risen Son of God, the Word of God, Jesus, for your salvation. You must trust him. You must believe him. You must glorify him. The Father said, I have glorified your name and I will glorify your name. And Jesus says, give me the glory that I had when I was with you before the earth was. Cannot you see all of these scriptures, my beloved brothers and sisters? The Trinity, the Godhead. God said, let us make man in our image. The Spirit of God spake, thus saith the Holy Ghost. Jesus appearing to Paul on the road from Damascus. Can you not see that he is God Almighty manifested? Can you not see the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the Almighty? Can you not see that if the angels worship him, man worships him? Do not be ashamed to worship him. He is God. He is not a baby in a manger. My beloved brothers and sisters, God bless you. God have mercy upon you, give you understanding in all these things, and may his peace rest upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining Brother Stephen on the Walking in Simplicity program. If you need prayer or more information about today's program, you may contact Brother Stephen either by voicemail, email, or post office box. You may call the ministry voicemail at 972-504-6810. That's 972-504-6810, or email Brother Stephen at expounder@juno.com, or you may write him at P.O. Box 1383, Rowlett, Texas 75030. And may the Lord bless you and keep you.